Chapter 19. The Battle of the Giants. The attack that Zeus had known and worried about for so long came suddenly. Mother Earth had made the giants and hidden them away in big caves in the north of Greece until they were strong and fierce enough to go to war with the gods. Then, when Zeus was busy arguing with Hera and throwing Hephaestus out of heaven, the giants came down into Greece and got ready for the attack. The first thing they did was to capture Helios's cows with horns of gold and carry them off for food. The king of the giants was called Alcyoneus, and as long as he stayed in the land of Phlegra, he was immortal. At first, the giants attacked Olympus by throwing huge rocks and burning trees at it.
"We cannot beat the giants without help," cried Zeus. "We need the help of a human, the greatest hero in all of Greece, if he is brave and strong enough. And that man is Heracles. This is the great purpose my son was born for."
Then he sent Athena down to Earth to fetch Heracles, and the great battle began. The Earth sent out fire from the caves of Phlegra, and the giant king spoke in a terrible voice of thunder.
"Giants, the time has come. Tear up the mountains and throw them at Olympus. Tear down the gods from their high place in heaven and throw them into Tartarus with the great Titans. One of you shall have Aphrodite to be his wife, another shall have Artemis, and I shall have Hera as my prize."
And then great rocks started flying through the air, and whole mountains were torn away from the ground. Athena told Heracles to shoot Alcyoneus with a poison arrow. He did this, but as soon as Alcyoneus fell to the ground, he began to recover.
"Quick!" Athena cried. "Alcyoneus is immortal in Phlegra. Take him to another place."
So Heracles lifted the huge giant onto his shoulders and carried him over the border and out of Phlegra. There he threw him down to the ground and killed him with his great club. He then returned to the battle and found another giant trying to carry away Hera. But Zeus hit the giant with a thunderbolt, and this gave Heracles enough time to kill him with an arrow. The battle grew fast and furious now, and Heracles watched and sent in arrows of death every time a god had thrown a giant to the ground. Finally, the few giants that were left ran away towards the south of Greece, all except the two greatest ones, Ephialtes and Otus. As these two put Mount Ossa on top of Mount Pelion and started climbing up towards heaven, Ephialtes was boasting that Hera would be his prize and that Otus would marry the goddess Artemis. And not even Heracles could help now, as these two giants could only be killed by another giant. No god or human could kill them. But, like most giants, they were stupid. And when Zeus sent a message to say that he would give the stronger of the two Artemis as a prize, they started arguing. While they were arguing, Artemis turned into a white deer and ran between them. They both wanted to kill the deer as a show of their strength, and quickly they each threw a weapon at it. Both missed the deer, but they hit each other in the heart. And so they both died, killed by another giant. Meanwhile, the gods and Heracles chased the last few giants that were running away to the south of Greece. One was caught by Poseidon, who broke off a piece of the island of Kos and buried the giant under it. This made the Rock of Nisyros, and you can see this rock today coming up out of the sea near Kos. The rest came to Arcadia, and at a place called Bathos, the gods and Heracles found them, and the final battle took place. After a lot of fighting, the last giant alive was Enceladus, and he rushed across Greece in a final attempt to get away. But Athena finally caught him in Italy, where he still lies, breathing fire under the great Mount Vesuvius. So, the battle with the giants was over. The giants were destroyed, and the gods were saved. Heracles, the great hero, had done his work on Earth, and Zeus was preparing to raise him up to Olympus and make him a god. Meanwhile, the tired figure of Heracles came to his friend Nestor's home to rest after the long and fierce battle. When he was strong again, Heracles took an army to attack Sparta, and after killing its evil king and his sons, he returned to his home in Trachis, where his wife Deianira was waiting for him. Heracles brought a princess called Iole with him, who was going to be a wife for his son Hyllus. On their way back to Trachis, Heracles decided to pray to Zeus, and so he sent a messenger home to fetch a special cloak for him to pray in. When the messenger told Deianira about Princess Iole, she became jealous and confused and thought that Heracles now loved the princess instead of her. She loved Heracles very much and did not want to lose his love, so she quickly thought of a plan. She put a magic liquid on Heracles' cloak, which would make him love her again. But Deianira did not realize until it was too late that the liquid was not for love, it was an evil poison that burned Heracles when he put on the cloak. Heracles tried to tear it off, but when he did, it tore the skin from his bones. Screaming in pain, Heracles threw himself into a river, but the poison still burned fiercely. He jumped out of the river and ran through the trees, shouting in pain. And when he came to Mount Oeta, he fell down to the ground because his body was too weak to continue. Here, his son Hyllus found him and told him what had happened. "I thought that Deianira had done this to kill me," poor Heracles said weakly. "If she had, I would have killed her before I died." "She is dead already," his son told him sadly. "When she realized the mistake she had made, she was so full of sorrow that she killed herself." Then Heracles asked Hyllus to take some wood to the top of a mountain for him. Hyllus did this, and Heracles dragged his wounded body onto the wood. There he lay on his lionskin cloak with his great club under his head and spoke to Hyllus. "All is finished," he said. "Soon I shall be with the gods as Zeus, my father, promised. Go now and marry Iole, but first set fire to this wood." But Hyllus could not do it, and instead he asked a young man who was passing by to set fire to it for him. This young man was Philoctetes, the son of Poeas, the Argonaut who had used his skill with a bow to bring down the great Talos. And when Heracles saw him, he said, "Your father was my good friend. I ask you to set fire to this wood. Take my bow and arrows as your reward. And remember that without these arrows, the city of Troy can never be invaded by humans." Philoctetes was crying as he took the bow and arrows and set fire to the wood. Suddenly, there was the sound of loud thunder, and the body of Heracles was gone. But on Olympus, Zeus was welcoming Heracles now and forever as a god. And now at last, Hera forgot her jealousy, and she too welcomed Heracles to heaven. And to show that she loved the hero who had saved the gods, she gave him her daughter Hebe to be his wife on Olympus. Back on Earth, Alcmena died of sadness when she heard that her son Heracles was dead. But by the command of Zeus, Hermes stole her body and took her to live happily in the Elysian fields. The sons of Heracles put up a stone near Thebes to remember Alcmena, but like her son, the great hero Heracles, she had no grave anywhere on Earth. Penguin Readers, Tales of the Greek Heroes, Roger Lancelin Green, Level 7, retold by Hannah Fish, Series Editor Sorrel Pitts, read by Nigel Pilkington. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2020.